Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we cut through all the noise, pull out the really important stuff from our sources, and, well, get you properly informed fast. Today, we're diving into something. It's a concept that might genuinely shift how you look at the world, especially technology. And, you know, when we say technology, we're thinking bigger than just gadgets.
Right. Much broader. Scholars think of it as basically any human-made system or solution, like designed to do something.
Exactly. Could be a hammer, could be a global supply chain, or, and this is key for today, public schools. The big idea is this. Every technology comprises other technologies. It's this concept scholars call recursive.
Yeah, recursive. And it sounds a bit academic maybe, but it's really just about how systems work on multiple levels. You have components, they're connected, sure, but you can also kind of look at them as distinct modules.
Like nesting dolls.
Sort of like nesting dolls, yeah. But imagine each doll actually affects the others. And the whole set is part of an even bigger set. It's interconnected.
Okay, that helps. So let's make it concrete. How does this recursive thing actually show up? You mentioned schools.
Schools are a perfect example, yeah. Think about the structure. You've got the physical building, right?
Yeah.
Made up of classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got management layers, departments, grade levels, the whole district.
Okay.
And even the curriculum.
Yeah.
It's broken down into units, then lessons.
And even a single lesson has parts, like teaching methods, content, activities, it just keeps going down.
Exactly. It's nested all the way. That's the recursive modular nature right there.
So our mission today for this deep dive is to unpack three really fascinating observations about all technologies that come straight from this recursive idea. And I think as we get into this, you'll start seeing connections, maybe surprising ones,
mm-hmm.
about why a change here causes a ripple effect over there. It definitely made me look at things differently. So by the end, you should feel, well, much clearer on how these complex systems actually work. Ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay. Observation number one. And it's a biggie. These modules, these bits that seem separate, they're not really isolated
mm-hmm.
because everything's built from other stuff and is also part of something bigger.
Yeah.
Any tweak, even a tiny one in one part, it's going to affect the others.
Absolutely. It's like you pull one thread in a sweater.
Yeah.
And you expect that thread to move, but suddenly a whole part of the pattern puckers or shifts somewhere else entirely.
Right. So how does that play out in schools then, that interconnectedness?
Well, the source gives a really clear example. Physical activity and brain function, they're linked, undeniably.
Yeah.
So imagine a school decides to, say, cut back on recess time. Or maybe drop a PE class to squeeze in more math prep.
Happens all the time.
It does. But that decision isn't just about less running around. Because of this recursive nature, it inevitably affects academic performance across the board.
Not just in PE, but in math, reading, everything.
Everything. You can't just wall it off.
Yeah.
Physical activity is a module, and it directly impacts the academic learning module. Mm. They're interwoven.
Wow. That really challenges how we tend to compartmentalize things, doesn't it? Like, gym is over here and classroom is over there.
It absolutely does, which actually leads us straight into the second observation.
Okay.
Which is, technologies exist at many different levels. So you have to understand them, evaluate them at those different levels. Because what you observe at one scale, say group data, might tell you very little or even mislead you about what's happening at another scale, like with an individual.
And sometimes you get things happening at one level that you just couldn't predict from looking at the parts, right?
Exactly. Those are the emergent properties, things that kind of bubble up from the interactions.
So thinking about data, how does this affect how we should interpret things like test scores?
Oh, hugely. Standardized test scores, for example.
Yeah.
They can show you trends for a whole school or a district.
Mm-hmm.
Useful maybe for spotting broad curriculum issues or where a whole grade is doing well.
Sure.
But that same group score, it can be a pretty weak indicator of what one specific student actually knows or can do.
Why is that?
Well, maybe that student just had a bad day, felt sick during the test. Their low score pulls down the average slightly, but it doesn't reflect their actual ability. The group trend doesn't capture the individual story.
Or vice versa, I suppose. An individual doing great doesn't mean the whole group gets it.
Precisely. It's like, you know, those huge flocks of starlings.
Yeah.
A murmuration.
Yeah. Incredible patterns.
Incredible, right. But no single bird is deciding, let's make a giant swirling shape now.
Yeah.
That pattern emerges from all the individual birds following simple rules, interacting with their neighbors. The flock's behavior is an emergent property. You can't predict it just by studying one bird in isolation.
That's a fantastic analogy. It really hammers home that context and scale are crucial. We make decisions based on one level, maybe district-wide data, without really considering the individual classroom or even the individual student experience.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
And that leads us nicely into the third observation, which feels really important. These systems, these technologies, they aren't static. They're always changing.
Constantly, yep. Think about it. We make new discoveries. New needs pop up. So the technologies in one module, or maybe at one level, they get updated. They get reinvented.
And because everything's connected.
Those changes ripple through.
Yeah.
They affect all the connected modules up and down the levels. The whole system adapts.
Yeah.
I mean, humans are always tinkering, aren't we? Trying to make things more efficient or safer or just meet some new demand. So technology is inherently dynamic.
We'll see that in education all the time, right? Curriculum changes.
Oh, constantly. New curriculum standards come out. We learn more about how kids learn. Teachers develop new skills or techniques. Mm. It all feeds back in. Instruction methods adapt.
It's this continuous cycle of change and response.
Keeps things interesting anyway. It's never really finished.
Okay, so let's pull this together. We've covered some ground here. The core idea. Technology is recursive. Everything's built from parts and is also part of a bigger whole.
Right. Nested and interconnected.
And from that, three key takeaways for understanding pretty much any complex system. First, modules aren't isolated. Change recess. You impact academics. It's all linked.
Right.
Second, you got to look at multiple levels. Group test scores don't tell the whole individual story. Someone might just be sick that day. Emergent properties matter.
Scale is key.
And third, technology is never static. It's always evolving. A curriculum update ripples out, changing teaching and learning. It's dynamic.
Yeah, if you kind of internalize that, this recursive, interconnected, dynamic view, using schools as our main example today, it really is crucial for navigating, well, pretty much any complex system you encounter.
In your own life, you mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your job, how your team works, a hobby you're involved in,
yeah.
Even just your family dynamics or daily routines. If you start seeing the layers, the interdependencies,
yeah.
You get better at anticipating consequences, understanding why weird things happen, and just generally tackling problems more effectively. It gives you a better lens.
It really does feel like a more, I don't know, realistic way of seeing things. Okay, so for your final thought to chew on today, given that everything's interconnected and always changing, think about a familiar system in your own life. Could be work, could be a project, maybe even just how you plan your week. Can you try to see its recursive parts, break it down mentally? And then think, how might understanding that structure help you predict the ripples if you made one small change? Where might those unexpected effects pop up? Go look for the emergent properties in your own world. See what you find.